Hi, this is a quick boo that I don't honestly know where it's going to go, but there are a few things that are rattling around my head at the moment. And I suppose they're to do with brand, basically, the whole concept of brand, what it's about, and how it affects people. I saw something the other day. I suspect it was probably from Banksy. And the comment, anyway, was basically it was about the fact that brand, as in posters, billboards, etc., constantly invade us. We don't have any choice about it. We're subjected to it, particularly the kind of things that you see in public places. Obviously, if you go out and buy a magazine, then you really are buying into what that magazine's going to contain. But you don't have such a choice about it, I suppose, when you walk down the street. You don't have such a choice about it, I think, when you go into most local town centres. And a lot of the time you're really presented with a fairly fixed palette of options. Last weekend, I went into London and I drove my daughter in the evening. She's 12, and it was quite a fun experience. We set off fairly late from the southwest. We were sort of banging along the motorway, listening to her old Rihanna CD, which I suppose the parent in me at one point was thinking, "This is great music." But I'm not certain it was appropriate lyrical content for a 10-year-old. But anyway, it was a nice experience. As we got towards London, it was really quite fascinating seeing my daughter come alive, really, because even compared with the Southwest, London is clearly it's a much more vibrant place, and there are things that, if you live in London, I suppose you get used to it. If you live in any big city, you get used to it. But just things like animated billboards as you drive in from on the M4, garages, big glass-fronted garages, Mercedes, Audi, and such like, where there's just cars that somehow have appeared in these glass buildings, and I suppose to a 12-year-old who's not seen it before, it's all a bit confusing. How did the cars get up there? Look at that billboard that's moving. Just as you head in towards the outskirts of London, there's a huge billboard flagging up the new Sky Formula One sponsorship deal. And you then drive in. I used to be a courier in London, and I still love driving through central London and going at night with all the lights, people going through the West End. We drove up to Islington, so we drove straight through the middle, Shaftesbury Avenue and such like. And it was great seeing my daughter looking out the window. Interested, I suppose, is the word. Just actively interested, looking, learning. This is what everyone should do. Particularly young people, obviously. But, and I suppose it is a but. There is a little bit of me that sort of wonders and worries, and the whole brand thing. So what you see quite often when you're in environments like this is a very small subset of a world of possibilities, really. And I sometimes find that difficult. When I go into the high street, I'm not a great shopper. Most of my clothes actually are bought from secondhand shops. So I have a fine collection of dead man's shoes in my wardrobe, which actually my older son seems to be developing a liking for a fine pair of brogues. But even there, fine English shoes, you find that the power of brand is almost taking over the quality of the shoe. And I don't know. This really is a just shoot from the hip. Thinking about this journey as you go in, one for me. One